Yes, I'm joking.
Okay.
Talking.
Okay. No, it would be a general thing. Just get a village, and so they can put the feed bag on. Just trying to get ready to eat.
Talking about desserts and things like that. What do you call the milk or the cream that you would fix with sugar and nutmeg? You might pour a little pocket.
That'd be the cream. Or you could call it topping, but more just cream.
Is it a special name or a sweet liquid that you might serve with pudding?
You mean such as sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could have sauce.
What kind of sauces do you use?
Well, most of them had different kinds, and most of chocolate sauces, I guess. Most of them, of course, there could be other flavors. I think most of them would be chocolate sauce.
What if you had used to take eat some food between your regular meals? You might say that was a.
It'd be a snack.
Uh-huh. Any other? What if it was a little small bit?
Really big?
Yeah. Wasn't quite a snack.
Not quite a snack, just have a bite to eat.
What if it's bigger than a snack?
Bigger than a snack?
But not quite a meal.
Just wouldn't be a light snack, wouldn't be a big snack.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you draw the line between the two?
Most of them light snacks.
Mm-hmm. Let's say,
They work on the heat, Joe's. Maybe. The more temperature you're finding, the more it will. I'd lay on and get some good cold down and get it hot, but it's going to be cooling up tonight.
What do you usually drink when you're thirsty?
Just put a little fresh
water. What do you drink it at?
Well, you look glass.
What if it was at the dinner table or something? Would there be special?
It'd be a glass, just water glass.
Are there any special kind of glasses?
Well, they call them water glasses.
Uh-huh.
Just a regular size glass. Yeah, that's glass.
Uh-huh.
No.
Can you name some different kind of glasses for me?
Wait, you got water glasses? Footed glasses.
What's that like?
Footed glass would be a glass that had a foot on the bottom. And the tumbler really is a straight-sided glass.
Uh-huh.
And I guess tumbler and water glass, there it is.
What if the glass fell off the sink and smashed up, you might say?
It broke.
Uh-huh. If I asked you to have a drink, you saw my bottle and had real little bit left. How much of that did you? What would you say? How much of that did you? All right.
How much you already drunk?
Yeah. Well, let's say some people came to visit and you had your bottles all spread up. You're going to serve them up, right? And then you had this couch here and they were all coming on in here. What would you say to them to invite them to? On the couch.
Come have a seat.
What if it was a stranger? Would you just put that someplace different, phrase it differently? Or to friends?
Well, they didn't come in and have a seat.
Uh-huh. Was somebody really close, good friends, or any different ways you'd phrase that?
They didn't come on in.
Mm-hmm. What if you're going to have company for dinner? You would bring them into the dining room, how would you?
Well, just tell them have a seat, make yourself
comfortable. And Joe stood up, he went back into the chair. He just went.
Sit down.
Mm-hmm. What if he's going to do it tomorrow?
Huh?
What if he's going to do it tomorrow? How would you say that?
Oh, he'd sit down again.
Uh-huh. Let's say, if you were serving potatoes or whatever, and you wanted somebody not to wait until they passed him, you might say to him.
Yep, sir.
Uh-huh. And, say I was in need of some help. Yesterday,